The Slovak Republic. History. The territory of present-day Slovakia was inhabited by Slavic tribes in the 5th century AD. It became a part of the Great Moravian Empire in 833, when Prince Pribina conquered Nitra. With the arrival of the Byzantine missionary Cyril and Methodius in 863, Christianity became the generally recognized religion. A bishopric was established in Nitra in the second half of the 9th century. Prince Svatopluk fought successfully against the Eastern Franconian Empire. During his rule, the Great Moravian Empire achieved prosperity and a recognition of independence. Svatopluk also received the recognition of the Pope. In 880, the Pope approved Slavonic script and liturgy. After Svatopluk's death, an internal state crisis, mostly resulting out of dynastic problems, occurred. This crisis was worsened further by the separation of some borderlands from the Great Moravian Empire. Before Mojmir II was able to normalize the situation in the state and church, his army was defeated by the Hungarians in 906. The elimination of the Great Moravian Empire occurred in 907. It happened when the Hungarians defeated the armies of the Eastern Franconian Empire near Bratislava. In 1018, Slovakia was connected to Hungary and remained so for 900 years. In the hilly areas of northern and middle Slovakia, robbery became a widespread feature in the first half of the 18th century. It was mostly a consequence of the anti-Habsburg uprising led by František II Rákóczi. After their battles ended in 1711, various groups of armed men started robbing, mainly on the main trade routes. The robbers were supported by peasants, as the robbing was mostly directed against rich landlords. The robber bands had few members and, due to the support of the poor, it was very difficult to destroy them. Robbery died out in the first half of the 18th century, thanks to the strengthening of supervision and safety precautions. In folk culture, robbery became the symbol of resistance against oppression. The folk culture mostly dealt with legends surrounding the lives of robber leaders. One of the most famous was Juraj Janosik. Originally a soldier from the Imperial and Rákóczi's army, Janosik created his own band of robbers. Between 1711 and 1713, he became known all over the territory of northwest and middle Slovakia. In 1713, he was betrayed, arrested, and executed. He was said to have had supernatural abilities and ideal characteristics. The Janosik tradition played an important role during the development of the Slovak national movement. After 1711, the Habsburg dynasty gained a strong position and began a policy of centralization. The Hungarian aristocracy, however, tried to keep its power. After the bond service was abolished by the Emperor Joseph II in 1785, the people went on the move. The population of Slovakia consisted mostly of dependents, craftsmen, miners, and the poor. Most of the land, however, was owned by Hungarian counts. This led to numerous peasant uprisings in eastern Slovakia in 1831. From the end of the 18th century, the idea of national recognition was spread mostly by teachers and priests. In the beginning of the 19th century, the poet Jan Kolar praised the idea of Slavonic brotherhood and national equality. This idea strongly influenced the young generation of the Slovak intelligentsia led by Ludovít Štúr. In the 1830s, they started a national awareness of the Slovak people and codified the Middle Slovak dialect as the proper language. They declared the Slovaks an independent nation and fought for its recognition. In 1863, Matica Slovenska was established and Slovak schools were being opened. After the formation of Austria-Hungary in 1867, there was a forced implementation of the Hungarian style until 1918. In 1907, Hungarian became the only language taught in basic schools. Slovak schools were being closed, and so was the Matica Slovenska. The result of this Hungarianization was also a strong wave of emigration. Between 1867 and 1914, more than 500,000 people immigrated, mostly to the USA. Slovak intellectuals were building close relations with the Czechs, who were also under Austrian oppression. During World War I, a national revolt was started by M. Hoxha and V. Šobar. They were in contact with the so-called Mafia, which was the Czech revolt against the monarchy. The revolt from outside was led by M. R. Štefánik, a close collaborator of Professor Masaryk. The Declaration of Independence of the Czechs and Slovaks was supported by the representatives of Czech and Slovak national organizations in the USA. On the 28th of October, 1918, the newly independent Czechoslovak Republic was declared. It contained the Czech lands, Slovakia, and Carpathian Ukraine. After the Munich Treaty of 1938, Slovakia gained autonomy from Czechoslovakia. It also lost a part of its lands in the south, Košice and Komárno, that were granted to Hungary. On the 14th of March 1939, an independent Slovak state was declared and led by Jozef Tiso. It happened a day before German troops seized Czech lands. In August 1944, the Slovak national uprising against the Tiso regime, which collaborated with the Germans, began. The uprising broke out spontaneously when the German army began to seize Slovakia. It was led by people around G. Husák, K. Šmitke, and L. Novomiestský. Setting fire to over two-thirds of Slovak territory, its center was Banská Bystrica. Czechoslovakia arose again on the territory under revolt. More than 60,000 rebels and partisans fought for 2 months for the liberated territory. They had to, however, retreat to the mountains, where they fought until liberation. In April 1945, the Košice governmental program was declared, and Czechoslovakia was again a state. Post-war Czechoslovakia was meant to be a federal state, which was guaranteed by the 1960 Constitution. Although both Czech and Slovak governments existed, real power was concentrated in Prague. After the fall of communism in November 1989, there were negotiations about continuing Czechoslovakia as a federal state. During 1992, the Slovak Party did not accept the agreement for federation. On the 1st of January 1993, both the Slovak Republic and the Czech Republic declared independence. Slovakia is a republic with a parliament and president, who is elected for 5 years. The president appoints and dismisses ministers, and representatives form the National Council of the Slovak Republic. Geography. The Slovak Republic is situated in the center of Europe, on the northwestern edge of the Carpathian Mountains. It borders Poland in the north, Hungary in the south, Ukraine in the east, and the Czech Republic in the west. The Slovak Republic has over 5 million inhabitants. 86% of the population consists of Slovaks, 11% Hungarians, and 1% Czechs. Hilly countryside creates a natural barrier between the flatlands of Poland and Hungary. Nearly 80% of Slovakia sits higher than 700 meters above sea level. 40% of the land is covered by forests, mostly beech and spruce. Southwestern Slovakia is a fertile lowland stretching from the Carpathian Mountains to the Danube. This lowland forms the border with Hungary from Bratislava to Štúrovo. Middle Slovakia is along the Polish border and dominated by the High Tatras. The highest peak of the High Tatras is Gerlich at 2,855 meters. There are also the Low Tatras and both the Big and Small Fatras in the north. Further south there are limestone mountains and the caves of Slovak Paradise and Slovenský Kras. Warm summers and cold winters are typical for Slovakia. The warmest, driest, and sunniest area is the Danube lowlands south of Bratislava.